Hey, listeners, this is James Hoyt, and I'm a reporting intern for the Student Press Law Center. This interview started out as a simple story about a New Mexico watchdog suing a university foundation, but it became much more than that. Daniel Libet is a Chicago-based journalist with years of experience covering politics and presidential campaigns, who has turned his focus to college athletics at the University of New Mexico, his home state's flagship university. Libet has a unique take on the sports beat, and how he shines a spotlight on the Lobos. So, we decided to make this into a special edition podcast. And please excuse the ums and ahs, as this wasn't originally intended to be published. So, without further ado, here's Daniel Libet.
Going further down into your publication, you said you described it as kind of a passion project. So I guess are you a Lobo yourself? Like, what's the guy in Chicago doing?
No, I was born and raised in Albuquerque. This was the hometown team I followed and rooted for growing up as a kid. I have a philosophy on college athletics and college athletics journalism. I wrote a piece several years ago. It was a cover story for the Columbia Journalism Review called "The Scandal Beat," where I dove into at least one aspect about the ways I think college athletics is being poorly covered. I've wanted to conduct this experiment on how I think college athletics should be covered if you are actually covering it like the public institution that it is. And so my website is a test tube for, or a model for how one can go about doing that. And it doesn't have an expiration date. I won't be doing this for my entire life. It's kind of taken on a life of its own in some respects, up to and including this lawsuit. I've wanted to sort of find ways of using public records, and sort of a philosophy of public accountability, and just target a single college athletics department. And because the University of New Mexico was the one I'm most familiar with, even though I didn't go there, I went to the University of Wisconsin. I was best positioned to focus on it, but I think this kind of the sorts of things, and I encourage you to just take even the briefest of look at the website, because there's a lot of stuff on there beyond this lawsuit.
Oh, yeah.
I think this is the way that if I think this is what real college sports journalism looks like, as opposed to what we see, which is either entertainment or reporting. In the loosest sense of the word, that's what I'm. So the passion project is not. I'm not passionate for the University of New Mexico. I'm passionate about providing an example about how college sports ought to be covered, if the people who cover it actually consider themselves to be journalists.
Gotcha. You know, it's kind of unique to see something like this, to see this amount of scrutiny on, you know, to be honest, what's perceived as kind of a smaller athletics department.
Absolutely. It's completely unique. You wouldn't find this anywhere, as far as I can tell. No one's doing this. Even if you go, you'll find newspapers that might be doing interesting work, you know, here and there. You'll find, you know, like the New York Times, the Washington Post have enterprise sports reporters, or maybe even enterprise college sports reporters, but nobody's covering the public institution side of an athletics department, or of even college athletics, as almost a full-time, regularized beat. Which is, again, I don't understand. This is the only way to do journalism. The other thing is not journalism. 99% of the coverage of college athletics is non-journalistic. And even when, and this is sort of the point I was making in the CJR piece I wrote a few years back, oftentimes when college sports reporters think they're doing true journalism on the beat, they're missing the whole plot. They're covering the wrong thing, or they're covering it through the wrong lens. And that was the gist of the piece I wrote for the Columbia Journalism Review, was looking at the way that college scandals, college athletic scandals are often covered, where, you know, I don't need to, this is going off on a tangent, I'll shut up in a second. You have all these awards being won and all this credit being given to this subgroup of college sports reporters who basically break news about certain programs violating NCAA rules, either with players getting paid money under the table or things of that nature. And some of these rules, I think, are bullshit, for lack of a better term. I don't care. I don't care. You know, there's no ethics behind them. These are corporate rules that serve a corporation, you know, a corporate entity. Some of these rules, in terms of academic fraud and things like that, I actually think there are ethics behind the rules. But a lot of these rules are just totally self-serving, and yet the sports reporters get sucked up into covering these things as if these are real national laws that are being violated. You know, we wouldn't cover that for any other entity. We wouldn't treat their corporate rules as anything more than just company rules. Mm-hmm. So that's in that way, I think, yeah, I just feel like there's a lot of confusion in college sports reporting, because most of the people who are coming at it from the perspective of fans and not as from the perspective of as journalists.
Right. And so I actually, you know, I come from a college that is experiencing some off-the-court issues right now, Kansas.
Where are you from?
Kansas.
Oh, yeah. So I thought you were going to say Baylor. I was about to fall off my chair.
I don't even know if I would admit that. But, people over there are trying to figure out how to cover this. So I guess you said that you think a lot of college sports reporters look at it through the wrong lens. I guess, what do you think student journalists at universities, you know, covering their sports departments, how do you think they could apply those lessons or these methods that you're experimenting with?
Yeah, well, I think they should just fully adopt the spirit with which they're best positioned, right? Because one, they're supposed to be representing the interests of students. So a lot of the things I write about are about, you know, either the subjugation of athletes for the plutocracy of college sports. The exit interview stories. A lot of it has to deal with the finances. I mean, so take, for example, this is the less germane at a school like Kansas, but at a school like New Mexico, the university is in financial straits, the state is broke, and yet they're trying to prop up college athletics and paying money they simply cannot afford, and taxing the students more with student fees, and there's very little accountability on a regular front on any of these issues, on the finances, on the treatment of athletes, on the compensation of athletics administrative officials. I think that that's the story. And, yeah, I recognize that we live in a world now where there's a lot of interest on what happens on the court. And in some ways you can't stuff that genie back in the bottle. Mm-hmm. But there's enough of that already. We don't need anybody else. You know, so when Kansas plays basketball, okay, how many game stories do we need that say the exact same thing? And so particularly when it comes to the student newspaper, other than invariably there's going to be some, you know, there's going to be a lot of people who are going to want to go to college and join the newspaper and cover Kansas basketball games. I get the allure. Mm-hmm. But, it, you know, there's got to be, you know, whether or not it's another reporter or somebody else, somebody needs to cover the public entity side of this, the public good side of this all the time. Look into the financial records. question the whole thing soup to nuts. And that's sort of what I did. It's like, take nothing for granted, mm-hmm. and don't necessarily take it as inherently virtuous that there's this college athletics component to a university, a sizable college athletics component. You know, cover it, at the very least, cover it with a totally open mind on that front and challenge the university to prove that, run that gauntlet every day. So, again, if you come at it from that perspective, the stories will just multiply. The story ideas will just multiply in your head. There's so much to write about. It's very interesting, and it's actually useful, unlike most of what's written about college sports. And you can, you know, yeah, I mean, to the extent that college sports is entertaining, this is also entertaining. It's entertaining and useful. So once you get in that mindset, you know, I can't tell you, there's 1,000 stories I would write about the University of New Mexico, which mm-hmm. admittedly is a trifling member of the NCAA. So if all those ideas are for a school like that, imagine what you could find at a place like Kansas or Ohio State or my alma mater, Wisconsin, or any number of other larger institutions. Because there the issue is less about the unaffordability of college athletics, and then it's more just about the real corporatism of college athletics. That's what you find on the other end of the coin, or other side of the coin.
Right, and so I guess you're saying basically drawing the distinction between writing up a gamer versus, you know, taking a look at the foundation of the athletics department itself.
Yeah. How are people getting compensated? What are the contracts that they've established with corporate partners? What is the true life of student athletes? Mm-hmm. What is the true behavior of college coaches? A very good place to start is for reporters to stop referring to coaches as coach and giving them these signifiers.
Captain
and then
C.
After that, sort of cleansing themselves of what they think should be the standard or, well, this is just the way it is, and start covering these people as human beings in a job, making certain kinds of money to do certain kinds of things, and where is that money coming from?
So, what have you learned? Because you said you covered part of the 2016 campaign, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've been a political. I was 3 years staff writer at Politico. I was a contributing writer for National Journal. I was a contributing writer to CNBC.com. So I've had 10 years of backgrounds in national politics. This is just a detour. So I'm covering this in some ways like you'd cover. It almost confers too much of a compliment, but like how you would cover. National politics or how you would cover a state house. I mean, that's sort of the attitude I'm trying to bring to covering an athletics department.
All right. So what have you brought, what skills or, you know, methods or attitudes have you brought from your experience as a political reporter to reporting on an athletics department?
A insatiable hunger for public records requests. And also, this is less from political reporting. This is just from not being a college reporter. I benefited from just not being inculcated in college sports reporting. Is I don't care about access, and I am not deceived into thinking that by constantly playing nice and not writing anything controversial, that this will somehow benefit my reporting. It never does. And that's true in college sports, and it's true everywhere else. There's certainly a time and place to build sources. Everybody needs to make their own calculations about balancing, you know, future stories and the potential of getting future stories versus what you write in the interim. But I think this is particularly the case in college athletic report and college sports reporting. There's a discomfort because of just the nature of the beat. So the people who have the most access and insight in the program are also the people who are traveling with the team on the road and you know, going to press conferences, and it's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable to be the person, the only person around who, or to have a sort of adverse or confrontational relationship with the beat that you're covering, especially since your readership, more often than not, is not going to compliment you or praise you for this work, right? I mean, the readership for college sports stories is sans, more or less. And so that might need to lead to a rethinking about, okay, so maybe we have a college sports reporter, but then maybe our higher education reporter works in conjunction, or maybe we don't worry about that sort of access. Maybe this access to get press passes to a game that anybody can see on TV anyway, or to be permitted to come into a press conference where no interesting information is ever revealed, maybe we're willing to give that up so we can actually focus on some more interesting and useful aspects of covering this stuff. But again, this is that would be treating the beat of college sports as an actual journalistic beat and not merely as an entertainment beat.
Gotcha. And so how is New Mexico's athletic department, you know, again, circling back,
responded to me?
Yeah, how have they responded to this new level of scrutiny from someone?
Uncomfortably. Yeah, I mean, I get the – at first, I think what they recognized is the carrot and sticks that they are normally able to use to cow the few reporters they have who actually cover them don't apply to somebody who's not looking for press credentials or friendly interviews with the coach or coaches. So they've been, from everything I've heard, they don't exactly know what to do with me. And I think that's been reflected. They've been polite. I treat this journalistically. If I have a story, I run it by them. I give them every opportunity I feel, every reasonable opportunity to respond, to lend their input. They have traditionally just given me responses by email. The head spokesperson for the athletics department has never actually taken a call of mine. So I call him quite frequently and leave him messages, but he will respond to emails. But he seems to avoid my calls like the plague. And as far now, because it's New Mexico and because it's not Kansas, I think there's less of a wall of a wagon circling, you know, in the community, in the larger nation. There's still people who are very passionate, and I get the hate mail. But it wouldn't be to the same extent that it would be perhaps if I was covering, you know, a Big 12 or a Big 10 program. Not that I would have any problem with that. Again, I want this thing should exist everywhere. And I'm certainly of the mind at some point to expand it beyond the dusty environs of New Mexico.
So, you know, just kind of to sum it up, bringing an outsider's perspective to college sports coverage.
I would think bringing a journalistic perspective. I just want to emphasize the point that I just don't think college sports journalism is actually journalistic most times. Mm-hmm. If you actually think about the journalism for it, or if you actually think about how to practice journalism on the beat, what I'm doing is the logical conclusion. I mean, that's what you'd cover. And this is how you would cover it. I'm not innovating here. I'm just actually doing what college sports journalists claim to do.